What's up, campers? Welcome to another episode of Tales of the Trails, a podcast where today four scouts talk about their adventures in the wilderness. I'm Aditya. I'm here with AJ, Andrew, and our guest star for this week's episode, Julia Rice, Andrew's younger sister. And today we're going to talk about girls in camping and how the Boy Scouts has grown to implement girls and not just stay as Boy Scouts, even though we still call it Boy Scouts. Before we get started, as always, don't forget to check out our new website, Trails Podcast. And AJ.
Also, before we get started, subscribe to us wherever you listen to right now, however you're listening, subscribe or follow to us. And check us out at our social media accounts at Trails Podcast. We have Instagram, we have Twitter. That's pretty much everything.
We love the constant support. Keep it up, because we're going to continually put episodes out for you guys. But I think we can get started. So, Julia, you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Julia Rice, and I became a Boy Scout 2 years ago.
Oh, you became a Scout 2 years ago. We got to get used to the terminology, right?
Was it 2 years ago? I actually don't remember.
I don't remember. I didn't know.
It was, 2 years sounds about
okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll go with 2 years. Okay, cool. So, all right. So then let's just go into your camping experiences. What was the first time you went camping? Or have you gone camping yet?
Yes. I was a CIT at Camp Resolute.
I'm sorry for that.
was it a pleasant experience?
That's from NYLT, right?
Well, not having to work on day side, but the rest of it was okay.
Okay. All right. So, how long were you a CIT?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. Okay. And was it similar to normal camping? Was it different? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Normal camping.
No. Just talk about what being CIT was. That's all you gotta
tell
say.
Tell us what being a CIT was like.
Yeah.
I'd wake up in the morning. I'd go to the what's the place called?
The dining hall.
Mess hall.
Yeah.
The parade field.
the dining hall, and I'd eat breakfast, and then go over all the way over to the day side and deal with little kids. And then finally we were released into the world, and I got to do whatever I want for the rest of the day. So I was like half staff, half camper.
Okay.
Did you ever help out at Polar Bear Swim?
No. No, I'm not.
You missed out.
Certified.
Did you ever have to use a real latrine?
What's a real latrine?
What's a real latrine?
I'm going to take that as a no. You know, the ones where it's literally just a can of beans and a toilet seat. Or like one of those plastic like Folger coffee things. I think that's what I had to take a shit on. But yeah.
So, a real latrine?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
No.
So, well,
if you're not over 18, like, you use one of the latrines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just used whatever I wanted. They couldn't stop me.
That's fair.
If I wanted to use the staff bathrooms, I was going to use the staff bathroom.
Okay. that works too, you know? Just challenge all norms. Okay, well, clearly you haven't gone. We've got to take you on like a real camping trip where we're roughing it in the woods eating pine needles, because that's honestly the most nutritious thing we get all week, weekend. But I want to talk about like kind of how you joined or how you got involved with Scouts and kind of our opinions on the newly formed Scouts of America, as well as just what we how we've experienced it. So, Julia, how were you first involved in Scouts?
Very long time ago when, all my brothers were doing Cub Scouts, I would follow my dad, who was the den leader. and do like the activities with my brothers until my brothers aged out of Cub Scouts, and then I was abandoned. And then I tried Girl Scouts, but I didn't like it too much.
You tried Girl Scouts. Okay, how long were you a Girl Scout?
Maybe like 2 years. 3 years.
Andrew, you want to stop shaving with your knife? It's giving me a lot of anxiety because I'm just waiting for you to cut something. So let's just put the knife away. Guys, okay, knives to all of my fellow listeners. I know AJ's just about to pull out his pocket knife right now and start doing something really, or his bug spray.
Hand cream.
In case you know you slit your throat, not you were shaving. Okay.
What was your favorite cookie with Girl Scouts?
Oh, facts.
What's your favorite cookie?
Favorite Girl Scout cookie.
They're all Girl
Scouts. Yeah, I can attest to that.
Do you think Boy Scouts popcorn is better than Girl Scouts cookies, or the other way around?
Hot takes and then normal segment. I like it.
The problem with Girl Scout cookies is they have a lot of like chocolate flavors, and I don't like chocolate.
Okay.
But I think they have a lemon.
So you like
sorry, Addy. That's why she doesn't like you.
Hey, I'm the perfect blend. Milk chocolate all the way. Shout out to all my milk chocolate people. Life is like a box of chocolates. The brown ones are always the best ones.
All right, let's get back on topic.
Sorry. When matters of race come in hand, you just can't. Okay, all right.
Pulling the
mic off. Hey, shut up.
So brutal.
Okay. So besides, you know, pulling the minority card, what else? So did you ever want to become like a scout like your older brothers, or was it just kind of something that happened naturally?
Well, I always thought Scouts BSA was much cooler than the Girl Scouts, but I never thought of actually joining because it seemed a lot of effort.
Right, okay.
A lot of effort how? Like, a lot of effort where?
You guys would, like, disappear for, like, the weekend.
That kind of...
Once a month, I'm like, oh, it seems like such a commitment.
So has Scouts BSA lived up to its name? Are you enjoying being a scout so far?
Well, I haven't done much except for the CITing because I'm not in a troop or anything.
Yeah, I think you should get registered with our troop then because...
I don't think that's possible.
I think you need at least some female leadership.
And I think that's something.
I know there's one starting up soon in our town.
Yeah, I think it's something that Mr. McConnell is looking into about starting up a girls' troop or a separate crew for the for any girls that are interested, or anybody else that I guess would want to do scouts but not want to just chill with all the guys.
Julia, did you ever feel pressure with your older brothers being scouts and your older sister being involved as a staff at Resolute? Do you feel pressured to join or be a CIT?
No, not at all. I don't get peer pressure or sibling pressure.
Were you encouraged to?
Yeah. Do you think if I followed them, you know how dumb I would be?
Julia's like, I have a 4.0. I'm taking all APs. But Andrew's like, well, barely pass.
Andrew's going to be a redneck on a farm.
Okay. Well, so you kind of joined Scouts of your own choice and of your own volition.
I think so.
Okay. Positive. Great answer.
So if you've never like really been camping except for summer camp, what do you think would be appealing about going camping for your first time?
Good.
Just like a break from technology. Okay. Like it might seem like I am addicted to like my laptop, but like it's just like a break, a forced break. Mm-hmm. You know?
Good. $25 break.
Yeah.
And you disappear for a weekend every month.
Getting to talk to people, maybe.
Having real healthy conversations without Zoom.
I'm like this.
Okay. Julia is getting back to roasting us. But all right, so now a question posed more towards Andrew and AJ. What do we think about this new merge with Scouts PSA, and how have you experienced it? Have you seen it happen? Has it impacted you at all? Start with AJ.
Okay, so I would say the impact, I think, wasn't felt with the co-ed side, but the I think it's LDS, they pulled out of scouting.
Yeah.
So we lost all bunch of their scouts. Some people stayed in scouting,
right,
just to get Eagle, but we lost all of their membership and all of their funding and everything.
Yeah, which is,
I think, that was
big
the biggest
hit.
Impact that we felt, which then Boy Scouts or BSA went bankrupt because of that, and some
Chapter 11, baby,
other lawsuits that they couldn't pay.
Yikes. Let's not go down that road.
Yeah, but I think it's a good thing that girls are allowed to get Eagle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just guys getting it, but I know a lot of girls have been wanting to get it for so long.
Right.
And it was a close vote in the BSA, but they said, let's go for it. And I think we haven't had any issues. I think it's been a success.
Yeah, I think I can agree to that. Andrew, what about you?
I don't really know. I mean, during Eagle Week, we had two female scouts, which
Andrew hit on both of them.
literally every guy did.
Was it that bad?
I think that's a reality of the of girls in scouting. You're just gonna get hit on by every guy.
No, oh, yeah, that happened to me too. Like, I got shipped with literally every guy I talked to.
That's kind of awkward. That's really awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Andrew, you said every guy did it, so you're including you in that statement?
I'm not gonna say I didn't do it. All right.
I can either deny or
confirm.
Yeah, I can neither confirm or deny any actions on behalf of Andrew. Okay, well, I mean, I guess for me, I've seen it. I've experienced it a lot firsthand. I mean, seeing Julia in a scout uniform is different, but it's cool. It's respectable. I like it.
It's different.
It's good.
The most respectable way you could say that, Addy.
I know, but it's just like, it's a change, okay? I like, 2 years ago was the first time I ever saw a girl at Camp Resolute, and I was like, what in the world is happening?
2 years was the first time I've ever seen a female.
I was confused. I was like, did all hell break loose or something? Like, what are these guys doing at Camp Resolute? And then I learned a little bit about the co-ed. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I like that.
Well, it used to be when you went to Resolute, there'd be like no female interaction for like 5 days,
yeah.
And then
that was my real break.
When the families came at Friday, you'd be like,
no
interaction in a while.
It was cool. I made some friends. I got to learn about troops that were starting up. Yeah, okay. Air quotes. Funny. One of the girls I met, we're still friends to this day, and it's pretty cool. I got to learn about some troops that are starting. One of them in like Northborough, and it's just all girls. And they're all like 2 years younger than us. And they're all like holding positions of leadership. It's it's pretty cool. It's really impressive.
Younger girls.
Guys, we can't be putting this in a podcast.
It's a big age difference.
I realize I'm talking about the importance of co-ed. I'm not trying to say that I'm hitting on them. You have to cut half of this out. Okay. I'm talking about the importance of co-ed and how it's made an impact on the scouting society.
And your dating life.
So yeah, I've learned a lot about troops in different towns that are starting, that are all girl troops, younger girls that are holding positions of leadership and growing up to be strong leaders in society. And, you know, one day they'll be running the world, and it'll be weird. But it's a good change. I respect the co-ed change. I'm all for it. And we'll see where it goes from this point onwards.
Well, Addy, when we were at summer camp, last time we were at summer camp, we went climbing, and there were these two girlfriends.
Yeah, those are the girls. Yeah, Ari and
I don't remember their names. You do.
Ari and Tegan. Yeah. Well, I still talk to Ari once in a while.
Okay. So, I see you. Really?
No.
No.
No, but yeah,
Ari and Tegan. We went
climbing,
girls.
You know. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Richie Rich out there. He was helping us. He used to be a scout in our troop. And then he abandoned us after he got Eagle. Mm-hmm. But he was the counselor. We went hiking. We just went in the woods, started climbing.
It was fun. Yeah, it was really fun. And hey, they were good climbers too. So like shout out to Ari and Fagan for being good climbers. It was a fun time. I respect the merge. Despite what we lost. Quick hot take or just a question for you guys. Can you guys imagine if it were the other way around where boys were trying to get into or girls were doing this originally and guys had to do it? Like, imagine how awkward that
the merger would never happen. Us boys are way too lazy.
We need to have the organization from the get-go if we actually want to be a part
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, you see guys like, oh, we could sell cookies really easy. And then like, well, why don't you? And they're like, nah, I'm good.
So on this episode, I guess we learned that Julia has no idea when she became a scout.
or what
girls are probably going to run the world at some point. Boys are way too lazy. And
Addie's hitting on girls.
I'm not hitting on girls that are
that are 2 years younger than him.
We are gonna delete this whole segment. Everything right.
Start from the top, guys.
Everything is going in the
What's
trash.
What's up, campers? What was the episode?
Anyways,
today I'm taking over. One.
All right, guys. That's it for this segment. Julia, thank you so much. We're gonna see you in Andrew's hot take segment. But before that, sit tight for a quick ad break. See you later.
Andrew goes, nothing grows.
All right. Welcome back, listeners. The iconic hot take section. We're back again with our guest star, Julia, Andrew's younger sister. Glad that she can be here. Hope you enjoyed that first segment. Let's jump right into our hot takes. Andrew, take us away.
So my segment is where Andrew goes, nothing grows. Very, very poetic, very truthful. I'm kind of tired. I want to get this done. So, done. So are latrines good? That's our first question.
Wait, that's not a question. That's just a no at all. Not at all.
No. Okay.
I mean, it's a statement in the form of a question.
Are latrines good?
It's a statement.
I think those are called rhetorical questions.
I don't know anyone who's enjoyed going to the latrine at a camp.
I'd rather go to a latrine than dig a hole.
Yeah, me too, but I'd also rather just not have to use the latrine.
What about you, Julia? What do you think?
So Addy holds it for a weekend. And I don't. TMI probably, but who cares?
I mean, when nature calls.
Andrew has to go in the latrine because if he goes out in the wilderness, you know, the segment says nothing will grow anymore.
Well, the other thing is, yeah, that site will just be closed for like the rest of the season.
It'd be another Chernobyl.
Another Chernobyl. Yeah.
All right. So, Julie, I don't know if you want to talk about what your preferred camping method is.
Between cabins, tents.
Yep, and yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we got to give Julia some of our previous hot takes.
I guess so. Yeah.
You know, she's our guest star, so that's our hot take segment. Is just give her the old one.
Let's do that. So, okay. What's your favorite camping style?
Camping style.
Yep.
Tents. I feel like cabins. It's not in the wilderness enough. Tents. It's just the perfect.
Julia's like, I want to sleep with the branches around me.
Okay. But if you think about it, a cabin is made out of logs, so technically you're inside of a tree.
Yeah, and money is made out of trees too. Money doesn't
come from trees. Julia's like, I also want to sleep in money, but that's for another time.
Okay, looking back, I got a question. So, what is the best camping tip you could give to somebody who wants to start camping?
Q&A with Julia Rice.
Like, seriously.
Water.
Water.
It's very important.
Drink water. Stay hydrated. That's a good one.
Drink water. You want your toilets to have water. Swimming in water. It's all good. It's all good stuff.
Swimming in... What else would you swim? All
right. But on the topic of water... Water or bug juice?
Ooh, I do need my
Wait,
sugar.
Julia, have you ever had Troop Made bug juice?
No, but I had...
Okay, well, yikes. Yeah, we gotta get...
bug juice.
Yeah, the NYLT
That's not the same. We need to get her some Troop Made bug juice ASAP.
Andrew, I love the segue, though. That was a good segue. Talk about water into another question.
Hey, we're getting better. We're becoming elite at this.
Did you ever answer the question, Julia, or was I just not listening?
Nah, she did. She said,
"Wait, Addie, what did she say?"
What was the question?
And then I want
it was water or bug juice, and she goes, "She said, here, I was listening." She goes, "I do need my sugar though," and then I said, "Well, have you ever had Troop Made bug juice?" And she said, "No." And I was like, "Well, we gotta get her some Troop Made bug juice because that stuff hits different."
So she never, actually said one or the other.
No, she did not specifically say water or bug.
All right, Julia, what is your answer? I really want you to say water just to prove Addie wrong.
It depends who made the bug juice.
Ooh.
If AJ made it, Bernie Temple made the bug juice.
I don't know if AJ or DT made it. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
If I made it, that means I'm like the only one on the camping trip because I never make bug juice.
Yeah,
there's a reason for that.
I just drink all of it. Yeah, that's facts.
All right, do we have any other questions,
dude? Yeah, of course we have more questions, Julia. When you're building a fire, what's your go-to form of a fire?
Grab someone else. Oh, actually, no. I would say probably log cabin.
I like that, Julia. Finally, someone chose log cabin.
Addie doesn't have that many friends, so when someone agrees with them, he thinks that they're friend.
Oh, really calling me out. Hey, I didn't say we were friends. I'm just glad that we were on the same page with the best way to build a fire. Julia, are we friends?
No.
Oh! I was expecting that.
All right.
What else do we have? I'm trying to think of more questions that we've like asked. Come on, listeners, help me
out. Andrew, this is your job to ask the questions.
I'm told.
Oh, Julia, I got one. What was life like before knowing Aditya?
What was life like before that?
All right, so I'm pretty sure the first time I actually met Aditya was seventh grade history class. This was like the first time I had class with him, and I'm like, why the heck is he calling himself Addy? He's like, so bizarre to me back then. I'm like, what the heck is he doing? Why is he trolling the teachers like this? Is his name Aditya? Yeah. That's all I remember.
What, with Miss Herson?
Yeah.
I don't even remember having you in that class. It's probably because my crush was in that class, and that's the only person I paid attention to. But
all right. What's the
seventh grade me was a different person.
What's the worst / best meal to cook?
On a campfire.
Yeah,
just in general, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. If you had to cook one, which one would you want to cook?
Like at camp or just
at camp.
Wherever.
At camp, probably lunch. Just make sandwiches. I don't
know. Okay. what specific item?
Sandwiches. Yeah, just slap some bread together with some meat. Maybe.
Okay.
Some
all right. So let's rephrase this question. What's your favorite camping meal?
Camping meal?
Like, not like summer camp meal with the full-ass kitchen. Expletive. Yikes. So what's your favorite, like, camping meal when you're out in the woods and you got your propane stoves?
Probably just throw some potatoes next to the fire and then boom, food.
Jesus, I'm never taking you camping.
I think potatoes. I think Andrew did the same thing at a big Indian camping trip. He just threw potatoes in the fire after they were just burnt. He just started eating them. That.
Yeah, were those the hash browns for breakfast?
And they were
something?
Purple in the middle.
I literally brought potatoes just to cook. I was like,
oh yes, it was the purple ones.
Yeah,
you guys. You brought your own potatoes, right?
Yeah. I was like, I'm not eating whatever. Was it grilled cheese? I'm like, I don't want
something like that.
Cheese. I'm like, I don't want grilled cheese. I'm just gonna make this.
Andrew literally brought. So yeah, for all of our listeners, Andrew literally brought his own like blue potatoes, and cooked them by the fire for dinner. Well, we were all munching
lunch.
On like
it wasn't for lunch.
Was it lunch? Okay, yeah, maybe it was lunch. We were all having like grilled cheese and chips. And yeah, Andrew's just got blue potatoes.
I think they're called purple potatoes.
Yeah, purple
potatoes. Whatever they're called. I don't know what they're called.
AJ's colorblind. I mean Aditya's colorblind.
Huh? Well, I know I'm brown and you're white, so
okay. What is your definition of camping, Joy?
Definition of camping: hanging out with the boys.
So
this episode is literally called "Girls in Camping."
Okay. So on that question, do you think glamping is really camping?
No. Girl camping?
No, glamping.
What's that?
A detail will describe.
Do you want me to describe? All right. So it's the ultimate form of treason. So glamping is basically. The easiest way to describe, you can't really describe glamping because like camping, there's just so many different like.
It's camping with the amenities of your house.
Exactly. So like being able to watch Netflix or like being able to go inside when you need to use the bathroom or like want a cup of water. Like basically camping in your backyard. Is glamping real camping?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're hanging out with the boys.
Let's go! No, you guys can't see this, but I just facepalmed. Oh my god.
It's not what you do.
Okay, but when you're glamping and hanging out with the boys, that's just hanging out with the boys. That's not any form of camping. Just because you have a tent set up in the random corner of your backyard doesn't mean you're camping.
Julia, would you like Oxford's definition of camping?
No.
I can bring it up for the third time.
How many times has that
Oxford's definition of camping is the activity of spending a vacation living in a camp, tent, or camper.
Yeah, a vacation is not in your backyard.
A staycation?
Well,
that's not a real vacation. We can argue that one too. Like,
do you want me to get the Oxford's definition of vacation for you? For that argument,
Let's keep that for another episode. I think we're at the point where Oxford definition needs to start paying us.
All right, I got a question. I'll take over Andrew's job. Right. This is for Julia. So this is a take on the kiss, marry, kill kind of thing. So you have to give a camping job to each of us. One person has to build a fire. One person has to cook. And another person has to clean. Who's doing what job?
Oh, this is easy. A DTF fire because he likes the logs, the log cabin.
Why'd you say it like that?
And then AJ cleaning because AJ is the most feminine.
Whoa! Jesus! You're just calling people out here. Oh, do we have to cut that out?
No, that's fine. I can take some hits.
We're gonna have a horde of people just attacking Julia for that.
That's fine.
We're calling it AJ feminine. Who is there an AJ fan?
No, because we're implying. All right, I'm not.
I've probably had an interaction with Julia for like a total life of like an hour.
Dude, Julia doesn't need to know you to actually take shots at you.
Yeah.
Like, nothing stops Julia.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm just kind of disappointed that I have to clean the dishes. Like, that's the worst job.
Nah, that I honestly wasn't surprised at. I'm just disappointed that you had me not cooking.
Because you...
No.
Because they... Addie, both the Rices like just to eat potatoes. That's all they do. I went over to Andrew's birthday party. They just gave us like tomatoes or potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes.
They could have lived in Ireland and just been fine.
All right, this is a hot take. I think Andrew can make better curry than Aditya.
Oh,
Andrew, do you know how to make curry?
I do. I do know how to make curry. I do.
I don't. So
I win. Yeah, I win.
But I don't know. I was never taught how to make curry. Yeah, damn it! Yeah, I'm Indian.
I'm Indian.
You're not even British.
You're just a man of culture.
Yep, I just like to make food. That's what I do in my free time.
I like to cook too.
Andrew, in your free time, you're supposed to come up with ideas for hot takes, not cook food.
Yeah, well, that's boring, okay. That's not fun.
That's what he does when he's sleeping.
Andrew just dreams about our podcast.
All right, Julie.
Low-key not surprised.
What was better, Troop 232 or Troop 23?
Wait, that's like.
Oh, that's a tough one. All the people are on Troop 2, aren't they?
Well, no, your two, no. Your two older brothers, other than Andrew, were in 23.
And you're
Andrew was in Troop 23.
Yeah, but like,
okay.
Not in 232.
Yeah, so Julie, yeah, Troop 2 had kind of all the weird kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You're calling people out this episode. Wait, who was the first one? AJ? We called everybody out this episode. Like, Julia's not my friend. AJ's feminine.
That's why you don't want her on here.
Can we get a quick roast for Andrew real quick?
I don't know, it's impossible.
Didn't we already say... What did we say about... Yeah. We didn't say anything about Andrew.
It has to come naturally. I can't just force a roast. You know?
All right, well, we got to give you a reason to roast Andrew then.
Andrew, just living, is a roast to himself.
Jesus Christ. Guys, we cannot post this.
All right. We got a couple more questions, Andrew.
Okay.
There, we have one highlighted on our shared document. I don't know if you see that. But before we go to that one, maybe like we have for our bigger episode, talking about how Mr. Hayworth, Dave Hayworth, how he had an impact on our lives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about that.
So, I know you knew Dave. If you would like to tell us anything about him, like a story or something, or what he meant to you.
I didn't talk to him very often, but whenever I came by the scout meetings, he'd always call me the boss of the family. You know, I think that that really put me in my position in the family. Now I boss everyone around.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you earned the title of self-appointed boss of your family.
No, Dave appointed boss.
Dave appointed boss. That's even better.
Yeah.
You didn't know him very well, though, did you?
Yeah, I didn't.
So our final question for Julia is... Julia, given your camping experience working with boys, girls,
everything in between,
who do you think, everything in between, whoever, who do you think is better at camping in your experience? Let's just keep it at boys and girls for right now. Boys versus girls, who's better at camping?
I'd say probably the boys, just because they've been given more experiences. The girls have been kind of new to the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And Girl Scouts never really gave them a chance to learn how to do stuff like making a fire and doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I see that. Do you feel like girls should get more experience? This can be our signing remarks. Do you feel like girls and people who don't usually camp as much or don't fit the stereotype of a camper should get out more just because?
I mean, they shouldn't be forced to. If they enjoy being outside, they should be given the opportunities to try camping. But mm-hmm. They don't want to. They don't do anything they don't want.
Of course. Thank you, Julia.
Given the circumstances that boys and girls have had the exact same experience, who do you think would be better?
Well, definitely not AJ.
It's just too easy. AJ, you're just lobbing some roast.
I'm giving her meatballs to roast me. I was just trying to ask a simple question. All right.
There's a reason why I'm not asking the questions.
Andrew knows his sister too well. First roast. Okay. Well, Julia, thank you so much for coming on this episode. We're glad to see Oh my god, what do you want, AJ?
Just one more quick thing. If you could say one thing to all the girls camping, what would you say?
Let's go back to the kitchen. Cut that out. You have to cut that out. No, you have to, please. Please. I'm going to delete the whole recording. Cut it out.
Well, if I had to say something to all the girl campers, I'd say watch out for the Metapo latrine.
The Metapo latrine.
Very wise words.
Oh, the joys of camp residents. Okay, well, signing off for now. Julia, thank you so much for coming on our podcast, Tales of the Trails. It means a lot. Don't forget, listeners, share this with your friends if you appreciate Julia coming on to our podcast. We will see you next time on our next adventure with the three of us on Tales of the Trails. Peace out, guys.